Saturday, March 21st. The first reading from Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 18 through 20. I knew their plot because the Lord informed me. At that time, you, O Lord, showed me their doings. Yet I, like a trusting lamb led to slaughter, had not realized that they were hatching plots against me. Let us destroy the tree in its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will be spoken no more. But you, O Lord of hosts, O just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. The Gospel from John chapter 7, verses 40 through 53. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But others said, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." So the Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd which does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. Haydock Commentary. A prophet does not come from Galilee, but the Lord of the prophets does. So says St. Augustine. Without faith, without advantage, they again return to their habitations of infidelity and impiety. So says Alcuin. This multitude is accursed. That is, they say they fall under the curse of the law by being seduced and led away by false preachers. They say to Nicodemus, "Art thou also a Galilean who defendest this Galilean, whereas no prophet nor especially the Messiah comes from Galilee?" But they could not be ignorant that the prophet Jonas was from Galilee.